Thank you, Tamron.
Hello, everybody. Our research focuses on soybean with mosaic virus disease in common wheat. And this work was mainly conducted in University of Georgia and cooperated with USDA Genotyping Center in North Carolina State University and Shandong Agricultural University in China. So the picture shows the soybean wheat mosaic virus disease in the field in this spring. So some lines, the resistant lines, grow normal, but the susceptible lines are badly affected. So we have a close view. It is the difference is clear. So the resistant lines and the susceptible lines show yellow color, light green. Some plants are nearly to be died, I think. So the disease was first reported in 1919 in Indiana and Illinois, United States, and years later, it spread or reported in other states, and mainly in winter wheat regions. So different color means the different year it was reported or discovered. And globally, the virus disease was also reported in Europe. It was called soybean cereal mosaic virus. And in some part of China, was also reported. It was called Chinese wheat mosaic virus. And these three virus disease are very similar and closely related, or with different name. So this virus disease is popular all over the world, but now the only practical means of control this disease is planting the resistant cultivar. So Pioneer 26R61 were resistant to this virus disease in the field, but the resistance in this cultivar is still unclear. In this research, we create a real population, include 178 lines, and crossed with the susceptible cultivar AGS2000. Using this mapping population, we try to detect the resistant gene in R61. So next, we construct a genetic map for this mapping population with 904 markers, include DART, SSR, some other types of markers. And these markers were assigned to all wheat 21 wheat chromosomes with 6 gaps on 1A, 2A, 4D, 6D, 7A, and 7D. So using the based on the marker data and the phenotype data, we detect one QTL, one major QTL. It was detected in all environments with high log value. And this QTL can explain up to 62% of phenotypic variation. So this QTL located on 5DL. This is the detailed map of 5D. This is QTL. So we find the mark order was the same as the SSR consensus map we published. So also, the mark order was consistent when compared with the physical map. And this marker, XGWM212, was assigned to this location, this deletion bin, 5DL-5. And this marker has been reported, was also assigned to this deletion bin. So the QTL was flanked by these two markers. So we further assigned the QTL to this deletion bin, 5DL, that means the most distal part of 5DL. So I think we think this information will be useful for fine mapping or map-based cloning this gene, this QTL. Sorry. So besides this major QTL detected, some minor QTL were also detected on 1BL, 2BS, 3BL, and 5BL. This QTL can only be detected in some environments with minor effect. So now we can know why Pioneer 26R61 were resistant to soil-borne mosaic disease. In order to further clarify the resistance gene in soft red went wheat, another real population was developed. AGS 2020 were resistant. RA95-135 was susceptible to soil-borne wheat mosaic virus disease. This population has 130 lines. And interestingly, we found a major QTL was also on chromosome 5D, and with high load value also explain up to 65% of phenotypic variation. So compared with R61 population, we find the QTL both closely linked with the same two markers, XBAC 177 and XBAC 161. So we think the QTL is the same QTL. And AGS 2020, this cultivar is new released, has no pedigree of R61. So it is two independent population. But we find the same QTL. So that's interesting. So when we trace back to the published report, this is the first report of the mapping work of soil-borne with this virus disease. One QTL was detected in hard red went wheat CAR 92. And the location is 5DL. And the same research group detected one gene from Aegilops tosai, the DD genome ancestor of a common wheat, were also assigned to 5DL. And meanwhile, in Europe, three genes, SBM1, SBM Tremier, SBM Clair, were detected. And for soil-borne cereal mosaic virus resistance, these three genes are all assigned to 5DL, and the location is comparable. So, in our research, in present research, we find the same QTL detected in soft red went wheat. They are in two independent real populations. Has no pedigree relationship. Also, these two QTL and the three genes all closely linked with the same marker, the blue color, this marker WMC 765. So, we proposed a conserved locus here on 5DL, conditioning soil-borne cereal or soil-borne wheat mosaic virus. Maybe you can come up with a quite interesting question. Why it was so conserved? In soft, either soft red went wheat, hard red went wheat, even European wheat, even in Aegilops tosai. So I think it is an ongoing project. We have made some research on this issue. Besides this conserved locus conditioning the virus disease, we found two new markers closely linked with the QTL. This is two new markers in the map. XBAC177 and XBAC161. So the next question we may be interested, if this marker suitable for assisted selection. So this work, because R61, we detected one QTL in R61. So firstly, we used three cultivars and three elite lines, all with R61 in their pedigrees. This is the marker data. This is the phenotype in field. So it agrees very well. So we think in R61 background, these two markers are suitable for marker-assisted selection. And further, if it is suitable for marker-assisted selection in diverse genetic background, maybe this issue is more useful, I think. So we used two nursery material. One nursery is Gulf Atlantic wheat nursery, include 75 lines, and another is 38 lines in uniform eastern soft red winter wheat nursery in this year. We find the mark data can predict almost 100% of the field reaction. So it's very diverse genetic background. So we think these two markers are highly diagnostic for marker-assisted selection. This is the last picture I want to show you. This is the typical amplification of a marker. It is a codominant marker, so it's easily for selection. Also, it can predict in diverse genetic background. So we think these markers will be very useful in breeding program. Even there is no disease in the field, we can keep the breeder or farmer abreast the resistance to this disease. It is resistant or susceptible. So that's all. Thank you.
Okay, we have plenty of time for a few questions.
R61? Okay, I show you the pedigree of R61. Okay, this R61 pedigree. Unfortunately, this pedigree has some problem. I asked the breeder. Because R61 is 1B1R, all these parents are non-1B1R. So I don't know. So they tell me this pedigree has some problem. So, but to my knowledge, this R71 was resistant, had good resistance. Also, it is very popular. It was, it was very good in breeding history. So this is also resistant. So,
could I get somebody to pull that door closed? There, thank you. Are there any other questions for the speaker? I have a question. Take the session moderator's prerogative here. I come from an area where we don't have soil-borne mosaic virus, and so I'm curious: is there a gene for gene, if you will, interaction between the virus and different sources of resistance? Do we have variability in the viral, in the pathogen population, and different sources of resistance, which are differentially effective?
Thank you. Thank you, question. The virus disease is different. I think it's different from such as some other fungus disease. Leaf rust, storm rust, it's very diversity. You know, different strains, different races. Because the virus disease, it can keep dormancy in the field for decades, maybe several years. Somebody tell maybe 30 years. It just keep dormancy. So the variation maybe is slightly, you know. So we can see that the virus strain is not very much compared with other diseases. So maybe this is the reason why it is conserved.
Okay. All right, let's thank our speaker one more time.
Thank you.